Okay, good evening, all. We are going to finish up Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the 31st Mitzvah of the Torah tonight, and that is the Mitzvah to say Kiddush. So it says, the Chinuch Dinei HaMitzvah, the laws of this Mitzvah are as follows. Could go Nusach HaKiddush V'Hadala Izehu. How do you know what the text of the Kiddush of the Hadala is? You look in the art scroll? No. Right? How do you know that originally? Well, so that's included in the laws of this this mitzvah, and we'll see exactly where those can be found in just a moment. Ve'iza yayin ra'u l'kadesh alav, and which wine you can use to make kiddush over. Ve'iza in ra'u, and what wine is not fitting to be made to make kiddush over. Vim mekashin o mavdilin b'sheichar, whether or not a person can actually make kadala or kiddush over something like beer or something like that. The ochel be'erev Shabbos v'kada shalav Shabbos, or the halacha of, let's say, a person who's eating on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos comes in, what do? Do you have to stop eating? Can you keep eating, etc.? Oh, but Shabbos, v'yatza b'Shabbos, or a person who's eating on Shabbos, and Shabbos leaves, and Shabbos is over, can you keep eating? What do you have to do? Not only do we have to know the nusach of the Kiddush on a regular Friday night, but also the nusach of the Kiddush the nusach of Kiddush and Adalah for the Yom Tovim as well. V'dini habracha, she'enu chayv l'varich al haner, all the laws that are applicable to the bracha that we say over the Eish Rav Dal, B'motzei Shabbos Yom Kippurim, when Shabbos is over and when Yom Kippur is over, right, we don't make a bracha on the Eish, on the fire after Yantif, right, unless it's after Shabbos. So what the halacha is for the bracha on the Eish. V'zini ha-bracha sh'anu chayvim l'varech ala b'samim b'motzei Shabbos, the laws of the bracha that a person makes over the b'samim b'motzei Shabbos. V'ezo b'samim hein ha-ru'uyin l'varech alein o'shein m'ru'uyin, which spices are considered suitable, right? What can you use for spices for the b'samim bracha on Motzei Shabbos? The Yeser Pratzeh and all the additional laws, where can all of these things be found? They can all be found in the last parak of Maseches Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, v'mekomos mibrachos. In various places throughout Maseches Brachos, all these laws can be found. V'noheges. Now, this is a really important section because the Chinuch is going to have an opinion that not everyone agrees to. V'noheges, which he tends to do from time to time. V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman. This mitzvah applies to in every location and in all times, right? The mitzvah of Kiddush and Adala. V'zacharim u'benekevos, to men and to women. Okay. You'll say it doesn't make any sense. Right? We know that women are putter from time-bound mitzvahs, right? That they don't apply to women. So it says, even though you would say that a woman should not be obligated in these mitzvahs, nevertheless, Shekin Limdunu Rabbasin Zerachim Levacha, Chazal teach us, all right, that at the end of the day, they actually are obligated to do Kiddush and Adalah. Sha'anashim Chayvus B'Kiddush Adalah. They're obligated in these two things. V'over Aleha. Let's pause for just 1 second. The fact that he says that women are chayev not just in Kiddush but also in Havdalah is the source of a major dispute, right? So there's the old ancient thought, which is totally ridiculous, it seems, but that a woman will grow a beard if she makes Havdalah. So that's a little cuckoo, right? So we don't seem to believe that nowadays. But that all comes from the fact of trying to understand whether or not women are actually obligated to make Havdalah. The Chinuch is saying that women are just as obligated to make Kiddush as they are just as obligated to make Havdalah as they are obligated to make Kiddush. Again, that's his opinion. Not everyone agrees to that. Maybe we'll have a larger discussion at another time, but just to be aware of that. V'over Aleh, a person who does not do this mitzvah, V'lo Kiddush Shabbos B'Dorim, and a person who does not make Kiddush by saying this whole fancy Kiddush and everything, B'tel Mitzvah Zaseh, he has violated a positive commandment, V'im Kiddusho B'Dvarim, but let's say he said something to sanctify that it was Shabbos, maybe even let's say he made the bracha, but below Yayin V'lo Pas, he didn't have a grape juice or he didn't have bread. The avad yatza yedei Torah. At the end of the day, this guy has fulfilled at least his Torah, his biblical obligation. Again, we believe Chazal teaches that you need to have wine or bread to make Kiddush over. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't have it, at least from the Torah's perspective, he has fulfilled this mitzvah. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the 31st mitzvah of the Torah. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah 32 with Lamed Beis. But for now, we will stop right here.